This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, Billy Brim will be talking about the power in the blood of Jesus. This important teaching will dramatically impact you and your family and change the way you live in these last days. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
Hallelujah. Unless you think that's too big, I love these next two. Thank God for them. He knew that'd be too much for us. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, he that began a work in you will complete it. The power that works in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, world without end. Amen. Unto him be the manifest presence of God in the church. Now that's going to happen, folks. Before we go out of here, going over here to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, the middle of the verse. It might only happen for 10 minutes. I don't know how long it'll be. But we're going to be absolutely filled with God. If you think that coming out of Egypt's just a type of the rapture of the church, there wasn't even one feeble one among their tribes. Hallelujah. Verse 25, Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it that he might what? Sanctify and cleanse. They're different. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Have you been washed with the word in recent years? What do you think all this word has been about? Oh, it's about this. In order that, hine, verse 27, he might present the church to himself a glorious church, not having a spot or a wrinkle or any such thing, but that the church should be holy and without blemish. Holy, set apart totally for God, and cleansed from any blemishes. That's the will of God and the work of Christ Jesus. The water, the Spirit, and the blood agree, it says in 1 John. The water is the Word, the Spirit is the Holy Ghost, and the blood is that blood shed for us to sanctify us a people unto God. You're sanctified when you get born again. You're set apart. You are marked with the blood of Jesus Christ when you are born again. But I also see in my studies of the blood and of the Word that sanctification is also a process. You are in legality set apart for God, but sometimes in your soul area, there's things still left, grave clothes, or that the blood further sanctifies you. And as you go along, the natural process is that you're changed from one degree of God's glory to the next, from glory to glory to glory. The process is that you're more and more separated unto him. More and more, more and more, day by day, separated more and more unto him. And I have known some people who have given their lives so to him. Sanctification is an act of God's election. He chooses to sanctify this people, but this people must surrender themselves to God to be sanctified. For you to be totally set apart unto his will, unto his purpose in your life, you're going to have to do what the old timers call surrender or consecrate. We were once in a meeting with Brother Hagin. It was camp meeting. And he called for the singers to sing a song of consecration. I think it was, I Surrender All. All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I fully give. I surrender all. And they didn't know it. None of them knew it. And it was a pregnant moment. And Brother Hagin said, that's what's the matter with this generation. You don't even know any songs about consecration and dedication, let alone do it. And they used to sing about it. I dedicate, I consecrate. Have thine own way, Lord. Your will. See, you have a will which you surrender because in sanctification, you want your will. You want to be totally in the Father's will. You want only His will. That's all you want. I mean, just His will. And what does God want to do with His hand right here? And where does He want these feet to walk? What did He want this tongue to say? This is for God's use. What does He want these eyes to see? He certainly does not want them seeing R-rated videos, and He does not want them watching soap operas. And if we're going to have glory in the church, you're not going to be able to set the Holy Ghost down in front of, what's the name of some of them? As the World Turns used to, the old time when I used to watch. Still got that one? He does not... There you go. Hi, see you, sweet. How are you doing? I get out here where I can see people. He does not want you watching lust and adultery. You are the temple of God. It's getting late, folks. We got to show the world God, and you're not going to show Him with such stuff as that. He cannot afford to fill you with any glory, because when you turn on that thing and you're sitting there, His glory, whoom! He'd blow up your TV set and you'd go with it. I'm talking about power. It is very dangerous to preach power and never have any. Your children are going to get to wondering about you, and they'll do like the first generation. I studied a lot about these things. That first generation Pentecostal people had what you call power. And it got down to the second. But the third generation just talked about it. Didn't have it. And what they did, they lost their kids, they lost their people. The children, see, that's why you need a local church. I got thinking about our children the other day. I wonder if they ever hear anything about the blood in our word churches. Do they ever hear it? It's an act. God selected you, but you, whosoever will may give themselves to God. You may give yourself to God for total use. And you're in this ministry that's given to God. If you'll just be nice and do your work unto the Lord, you'll get an equal reward of it. And all of you all then can work here with God's presence ever more and more and more, filling this place. Filling this place and manifesting His very glory, and you'll work not by your own power, but you'll work by His power. Amen. See, you don't really even have the power to put sin out of your life, but the blood does, and the Word does, and the Spirit does. But you have to choose. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, glory. Well, we'll close with just a little toe tapping. And then, I'm just going to walk on your feet a little. Because Jesus is coming. How I love Him. Bless the Lord. Oh, we gotta get this one. Exodus 29. Here is what sanctifies you. Here is what sets us apart from the world. Then turn to 1 John. Exodus 29. Go ahead and let's turn to 1 John while we're there. And you can put your finger there. You already have it there, huh? Oh, good. I lost it. Okay. Exodus 29 and verses 43. He's speaking of the tabernacle, which is the type of the temple, which is the type of you, the church. God says in verse 43, There I will meet with the children of Israel in the tabernacle. And the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. What God wants and desires and His end result to set us apart from everybody else in this whole world is His glory, His presence. What makes our meetings of our church different from the Kiwanis Club or the Lions Club is the presence of God. What makes your temple different from the person next door, your body different from the person next door, is it's the glory of God in you. That's what sanctifies us. We shall be sanctified by my glory, and I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and I will sanctify also both Aaron and his sons to minister to me in the priest's office. It was only Aaron and his sons that could go into the presence of the glory. You had to be related to Aaron to be the one who went in there to the presence of the glory. We are related to Jesus, so we get to go into the presence of the glory. Hallelujah. But you still have to choose. Verse 45, I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their God. That's what makes us different. Now we're going to go quickly to 1 John. Jesus is coming. I want you to know that, and that from now on out, just quit all that other stuff. Admit it and quit it. Sanctify yourself to God for His use, and let's go on with the Glorious Church program. 1 John 3:1, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not. We're sanctified. We're different from the world. We're supposed to be, the old timers sang about it, talked about it, did it. The first generation did it right. The third generation thought it had to do with no makeup. Therefore the world knows us not because it knew him not. Beloved, now we're the sons of God. We already sanctified the sons of God, but honey, we're going to appear like something else. We're going to be changed. There's a further process that the blood and the word and the water works on us. And the Spirit. Beloved, now we're the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. Glorified. Hands, arms, feet.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled The Power in the Blood of Jesus. This is an in-depth study of the Bible and the power in the blood and how to practically put it into use in these glorious last days. The Power in the Blood of Jesus is now available on CDs for $30, audio cassette for $40, or videotape for $80. You can order in three ways: on the internet website at www.billybrim.org, or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom!